So if I could summarize something, just because a real estate agent has a license doesn't really mean they know that much about the business. So that behooves you to become more educated. And the way you get educated is get off the couch, start looking at an area, finding out what's going on, talking to sellers, talking to neighbors, but also interviewing agents. Because once you find an agent who is at the same wavelength as you are, it becomes a match made in heaven. I have made so much money off of good agents, and they're priceless. And when you find one, stick with them. You know, I've bought 12 deals from one, three from another, and they're the best. But you have to do your homework and go interview agents also. Any final words from you, Wing?
Yes, I would like to say you want to find one that's experienced and hungry. I know a lot of agents who are investors, who work with investors, but they're not very hungry, so it's hard to get good service from them. And as Rich Dad talks about, business investing are team sports. So just keep in mind that this agent that you choose is going to be part of your team. So you want to sit down, really have a long conversation with them once your relationship is established and build it for the long term. And then last thing I want to say is go out and pull the trigger. I mean, just go do it.
Lynn?
Right. It's educating yourself. It's finding the right person. As Wayne said, it's a team sport. You're going to have several people on your team, but your broker is one of your most important. So choose wisely.
So again, thank you, Wayne and Lynn, who've been friends for years. And I always say to people, you know, that Wayne and Lynn are my advisors, but they're also my dearest friends. And my friends helped me get rich, and that's why I love hanging around with you. So I thank you for your contribution to the Time Life program also.
Thank you, Robert. Thank you for having us.
Thanks for having us.